Good morning. Hurricane Matthew has now been absorbed by a frontal zone, and the low pressure center that was the hurricane is now working its way into the Canadian Maritimes with its associated heavy rainfall. Rainfall has pushed to the east and is out of southern New York and central New England, and we're starting a drying trend locally. Also, due to high pressure building in and the contrast between that high pressure center and the storm, is producing a gusty northwest breeze, and that's adding a chill to the air today. And temperatures are starting out in the 30s and 40s this morning. Most everyone will see temperatures below normal today, despite a return to full sunshine as that high pressure center builds in. We'll look for highs in the upper 50s to around 60 on average, but that northwest breeze will make it feel cooler. The wind will die out after sunset tonight, and with a clear sky, temperatures will drop quickly, and overnight lows will be in the upper 20s and lower 30s on average, creating widespread frost. Frost advisories and freeze warnings have been issued for a large part of interior New York and New England overnight tonight and into tomorrow morning. A nice rebound tomorrow afternoon with mostly sunny skies, a bit milder, with highs back into the middle and upper 60s, and more upper 60s with a mix of sun and clouds on Wednesday. The next front will make an approach on Thursday, just a few scattered showers with this front, otherwise mostly cloudy, with highs staying in the middle and upper 60s. Behind the front, breezy and cooler despite a return to sunshine on Friday in the upper 50s and lower 60s with a mix of sun and clouds over the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, widespread flooding continues in almost all of eastern North Carolina and part of southern Virginia in the wake of Matthew, now absorbed by that frontal zone and departing into the Maritimes. Record rainfall associated with the hurricane has ended, but flood warnings will continue for most of the week as runoff keeps water levels high. Meanwhile, winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories have been issued for northern Montana. Steady precipitation will interact with cold air dropping from Canada to produce as much as 8 to 15 inches of snow across the northern Rocky Mountain front. And the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Nicole, which had been going on during the lifetime of Matthew, located about 505 miles south of Bermuda. Nicole is moving toward the north near 7 miles per hour, and this general motion is expected to continue today, keeping Nicole well east of the Carolina coast. A turn toward the north-northwest is expected to occur tonight, followed by a turn toward the northwest tomorrow. Maximum sustained winds remain near 65 miles per hour with higher gusts. Little change in strength is expected today, then gradual strengthening is expected to begin tonight and continue tomorrow. And Nicole is expected to become a hurricane again by tomorrow. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 21 degrees with a northwest wind at 51 miles per hour, gusting to 61 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear with some fog and 6 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 45 degrees, the dew point 33. 63% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 13, gusting to 23 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.22 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 100 degrees at Imperial and Death Valley, both in California, to a low of 16 at Bodie State Park in California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny and breezy, lower 60s. Boston, mostly sunny and breezy in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny skies with highs in the mid-50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 60 degrees, the low 46. The average temperature, 53, that's 1 degree above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, only 0.09 of an inch for the month, which is 0.98 of an inch below normal. And 25.72 inches for the year, which is 4.80 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 62 degrees, the average low, 41. The record high, 89, set in 1939, and the record low, 25, in 1980. Sunrise this morning at 7:03 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:20 p.m., 11 hours and 17 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as for the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, breezy today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Clear and cold tonight with widespread frost and lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower 60s. Clear and cold tonight with widespread frost and lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, breezy today with highs in the upper 50s. Clear and cold tonight with widespread frost and lows near 30. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Clear and cold tonight with widespread frost, upper 20s and lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and breezy today with highs right around 60. Clear and cold tonight with widespread frost and lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny and milder, mid to upper 60s. A mix of sun and clouds, upper 60s on Wednesday. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers Thursday, mid 60s. Mostly sunny, upper 50s on Friday. And a mix of sun and clouds over the weekend, highs on Saturday and Sunday in the lower 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.